The fighting continues in Libya. Today, Senator John McCain called on NATO to step up its air campaign to help the Libyan rebels. McCain was speaking from the rebel stronghold of Benghazi in the east. But rebels have also been fighting in the west, in the mountains along the Tunisian border. The region is populated by Berbers, North Africa's indigenous people. Berbers are an ethnic group distinct from Arabs. They've long been viewed with suspicion by the government of Muammar Gaddafi. Now they've taken up arms against him. Marine Olivesi reports from the Tunisian border town of Dahiba.
With its flat rocky mountains and arid red plains, Dahiba looks like the Wild West, only a North African version of it. Refugees, rebels, and cars have been pouring into this Tunisian border town on the outskirts of the desert. 20-year-old Wassim has been driving back and forth between Tunisia and Libya. He brings food or fuel on his way in and news from the front line on the way out. Later today, Wassim heads back to the liberated town of Nalout in Libya's western mountains, some 30 miles from the border. The drive usually takes under an hour. That's when he can actually see the road. It's taking longer now. Wassim says he's been driving at night with his lights off, so Gaddafi's forces won't spot him. He says the food, medicine, and other supplies he's carrying in his truck are a lifeline for the rebels. And he's prepared to risk his own life to supply them. Some 10,000 Berber rebels are believed to be fighting in Libya's western mountains. The city of Zitane, 60 miles from Nalout, was the first western town to rise up against the regime back in mid-February. Sifao says he's been waiting for this moment for a long time.
We've been so long against Gaddafi's regime. We need to keep the liberated zones. We don't want to lose this.
Like most people in the Nafusa Mountains, Sifao is a Berber. He says Berbers in Libya have faced years of discrimination and persecution under Gaddafi.
He never allowed us to speak our language. He never allowed us to talk free in the media or anywhere. He's not allowing us to give the names to our children if it's a Berber name.
Sifao says only a democratic regime would secure the rights of the estimated 500,000 Berbers living in the Nafusa Mountains, but he knows that Gaddafi won't give up without a fierce fight.
We expect everything from Gaddafi now, everything. Gaddafi have a bad history with the Berber area from the beginning. He's looking at the mountain area as its enemy. They are bombing the houses anywhere. They're bombing anywhere, like everywhere.
Fighting has escalated over the past week in the mountain region. Gaddafi's forces have reportedly been shelling towns along the rebel-held zone. Some 15,000 Berbers from the western mountains have sought shelter in neighboring Tunisia over the past 2 weeks, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Thousands more are expected to follow now that rebels have taken control of Dahiba's border crossing, making it easier for civilians to evacuate. Omar Ali Zakari arrived a week ago with his wife and three daughters. His 18-year-old son stayed in Nalout to fight. Omar says Berber rebels have the upper hand now because they know the mountains every nook and cranny, and they're fighting for their own cause. The Berbers aren't afraid, he says. When we fight, we have only two options, win or die. For the world, I'm Marine Olivesi in Dahiba, Tunisia.